to the front door.
Oh, hi, Naftali. I'm trying to fix the door before your uncle comes to visit.
He's coming? Yes, he tells such good stories and he didn't come for ages.
Yeah, I think like 2.5 weeks to be exact. Don't worry, as long as no one knocks too hard now, it should be fine.
Oops, sorry, Shalimi, but you told me to knock louder next time.
Uncle Aaron, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, you're here!
Hi, Yisachar. Hi, Naftali. Good to see you again. When Uncle Iti comes to visit, Naftali and Yisachar are not going to go for just any story. Well, what about the story of Yankel the water carrier, whose buckets of water froze and he had to sell ice for the rest of his life?
Maybe. How does that one go?
Yankel the water carrier's buckets of water froze and he had to sell ice for the rest of his life.
Maybe I have a longer one?
Okay, fine. I was just joking. Oh, I think I got one. Did you kids ever hear the story, Saved from the Statue? 1 hour and 40 minutes of amazing story about lessons of Emunah and Bitachon and the wisdom of Talmidei Chachamim. This is a story you don't want to miss. Most of them were coming from other places to go to the town. That was because there was a big, famous university. They also learned science about nature.
Today, we'll be watching the grass grow.
Ooh, wow.
And about proper use of words and sentences.
Correct the following sentence. There are a lion in the classroom.
They also have statistics, which includes asking people's opinions about different topics. True or false? On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the shape of your favorite color in the alphabet? It's a yes or no question.
If I had to rate this story on a scale of 1 to 10, I would have to say, purple.
Cholent, McBullen. Falafel, kabafel. Kugel de boogle. Luxin concoction. Make this statue alive!
And then, the statue picked up its stone arm and saluted.
And then, start yelling. Get them! Get them! Get them! Get.
I get the point, sir.
I must be really tired. The statue just picked up its arm. I must have fallen asleep already. The statue is pointing at me.
The Jews are here. Get them! Get them!
And then, about 30 armed Goyim came out from behind the trees outside the town.
Perfect. From here, there's a clear view. The statue is only a few feet away. Well, everyone daven that this should work.
And then, Reb Noach pitched a powerful overhand curveball straight at first base. The statue's face. It was a perfect shot. The boulder went spinning directly at the statue.
And did it work?
Full of lessons about how the Koyach HaTfila is the only thing that can save us in Eitz Tzara.
This is what I would like you to do. I would like to ask you to gather all the Yidden into the shul and make today and tomorrow a big Yom Tefillah. Meanwhile, I will do my ishtadlus to try to take care of the problem.
Stay riveted and on the edge of your seat throughout the heart-stopping climax.
I have the perfect plan. Tomorrow, when the professor finishes his lecture, I will invite him here to, congratulate him on his amazing job. And then, I will turn him into nothing more than a puff of smoke!
Besides for an hour and 10 minutes of story, there's also 4 original songs in the legendary style of Rabbi Shmuel Kanda Zatzal.
Being a peddler is fun, cause we can sell you loads of junk, even if we only make 1 copper penny piece. We can sell you a nice shirt that only fell once in the dirt and only has 1 ketchup squirt and hardly has a crease. How about this new frog catcher or a flexible back scratcher? A Luxink natal attacher to help eat your...
You can buy a piece of string which you can use for anything, including tying on your ring so it doesn't fall off. And it should not be...
I am the nicest, greatest man in town. If I pass you in the street, I'm most likely to flip your frown.
He is the meanest, biggest man around. If he passes you in the street, he's most likely to knock you down.
I use Koyach HaTorah.
Puma for the most evil Kishuf. I can create almost anything that I wish of. I can create a table and only mess up a drop. Cause honestly, who cares if there's just legs but there's no top? My dark power.
There's also songs that bring out the lessons of the story. Let's hear from some of the members of the choir.
Hello there, this is Ben C. and Klein from the Klein Boys Choir. I know you're waiting to hear me on the Amalcha Gael Anishus Hashem song. I am here to tell you that you really have to listen to the Amalcha Gael song. It will really put you to sleep. Hi, this is Moshe Klein from the Klein Boys Choir, and you really gotta hear the Yeshua Hashem song. It has all the lessons packed in one, with no extra cost.
So something difficult happens to you, and you can't understand just why it was. Trusting in Hashem will pull you through, and that is all because
Hashem is always on the love, always here.
Hello, this is Professor Crooked Nose, this is Crooked Nose. I am featured in this story, and I have listened to it maybe 565 times. I think you should get 14 of them. They are good. It is better than a croissant, better than onion soup, better than French fries and French toast.
This is Father Fasciello himself. I don't normally compliment anything, but this story is good, because I am on it. Yes, and you too, Croaky, quiet. I think you should not get one, but two of these.
Get them! Get them!
Quiet, statue! I did not ask you to help me with my sales pitch.
Thank you for listening to the sample. Press the button to download.
Hey, why it no work? Maybe you can only get one at a time, not 17. I try again.